Make yourself comfortable. Settle in. Take a deep breath, and as you let it out, relax your body completely. Become fully present, aware of your body, the many sensations taking place, both on the surface and within your body. Be aware of your interaction with the environment. Feel the air on your skin, the weight of your body against the cushion, the sounds in the background. Be fully present with all of this. Let the larger significance of these sensations be a part of your present awareness. That the pressure of your body against the cushion is because you're resting on a planet moving through space. The sounds in the background are part of a world of all kinds of objects and all kinds of sentient beings. So relax and feel yourself as a part of this whole, connected to it through your senses. Now say to yourself, may I be free from suffering. And as you do so, call to mind what it is like to be free of all physical pain and discomfort, to be free of all stress, to be completely comfortable, at ease, needing nothing, lacking for nothing. Completely contented. Bring this feeling as clearly and as strongly to mind as you can. And without losing this feeling of comfort and contentment, say to yourself, may I be free from ill will. And call to mind the feeling of being completely in harmony with everything and everyone, free from conflict, free from annoyance, at peace. Use any means at your disposal to make this feeling as clear and as strong as you can. Recollection, imagination. And now, while still feeling comfort, ease, peace, and harmony, say to yourself, may I be filled with loving kindness, and bring to mind that warm feeling of caring, of loving, of wanting the best for others. Tenderness, compassion, the satisfaction in seeing someone else be happy. Now say to yourself, May I be truly happy. And to these feelings of ease and contentment, peace and harmony, gentle, loving care, call to mind and add to this the feeling of being truly happy, of feeling completely fulfilled. If you don't already have a smile on your face, let one form. Enjoy this feeling. Make it as clear and as strong as you can. And now say to yourself, just as I wish these things for myself, so do all beings wish to be free from suffering, free from ill will, filled with loving kindness, and truly happy. Now think of someone you're particularly fond of, someone who's close to you, has helped you. And picture where that person might be on this Wednesday morning, whatever it is they might be doing. Visualize them as clearly as you can. And as you see them in your mind's eye, send them this feeling, this wonderful, beautiful feeling. And as you watch them, picture the expression on their face as they're suddenly overwhelmed with this feeling of contentment and peace, love and happiness. Thank you. Now think of someone else who is close and dear to you. Perhaps someone you had to pass over in making your first choice. Picture them in your mind as clearly as you can. As you do so, bring up this feeling in your own heart as clearly and strongly as you can. And imagine it swelling and growing out of your chest, crossing space and time. And see what happens to that person when they receive this gift. And now think of someone else, not so close, maybe a neighbor, somebody you work with. Do the same. Picture them wherever they might be. And send them this gift of comfort. Peace, love, and happiness. Feel it grow and intensify in your heart so that you can send it to them. And watch as they receive it. Thank you. Perhaps you can remember some time when, for no apparent reason, you found yourself just filled with happiness, light, just seemed to come from nowhere. Perhaps there's some stranger that you can recall, somebody that you happened to cross paths with sometime recently. And if not, just imagine some stranger somewhere. And send them this gift. Thank you. Think of all the people in these hills surrounding us and in the little town of Marietta, each with their own pains, their own problems, worries, conflicts. Each struggling under their own burden. Send this gift of peace and contentment, of love and happiness to all of them. May all beings in this area surrounding us be truly happy. Let yourself be the source of this for their sake. Let it grow and develop in your heart so that you can send it to them. Now think of someone in your life, someone that you know well, who is a problem to you, a source of aggravation, who's done things to hurt you, that you've felt anger towards. And picture that person as clearly as you can in your mind. And as you do so, remember that they too are suffering. That they too have the poison of ill will circulating in their minds. That whether they would admit it or not, they long for the feeling that comes from being able to love. They've never really wanted to harm you or anyone else. They've only wanted to be happy. And so picture them as clearly as you can and make them happy. Send them that feeling of complete comfort that eases all of their suffering. Send them that feeling of peace and harmony to erase all of their ill will. Send them your love and the wish that they might find the love in their own heart. Make them truly happy. Take your time and do it right. If there are other difficult people that have caused you pain, do the same with them. All of them. The same is true of everyone everywhere, that all they really want is to be happy. All of the suffering that they cause themselves and that they cause others is in a misguided attempt to make themselves happy. We all want to be free from suffering. Let us together send this wish to everyone we know, everyone that's a part of our life. May they all discover, at least for a moment, what it's like to be truly free from suffering and to be truly happy. And for a moment, try to imagine, try to picture in your mind as best you can what it would be like in a world of people who all tried to make each other happy, to ease each other's pain. What would it be like if we all tried to help each other? While still feeling comfortable and at ease, reflect on how much suffering and pain there is in your life. And how much of it you've caused yourself. And without losing the sense of peace and inner harmony, remember when you've experienced the burning fire of anger, the bitter poison of hatred, the sour taste of jealousy or resentment, and how you'd like to be forever free of those. How good it feels to truly love and care for another, one other, all others. But the true happiness that comes from caring and loving how much you've enjoyed it when you've had it, how many opportunities you've let slip by. And think of the sublime happiness that you want to experience, that you want to be the nature of your life. And let me assure you, you deserve to be free from suffering. You deserve to be free from ill will. You deserve to enjoy loving kindness. You deserve to be truly happy. And so please acknowledge to yourself that this is your right. That the more of these things that you have, the more you can share them with others. That you are a seed, a source. If you nurture this in your own heart, it can grow, you can share it, it will spread. May all beings everywhere be free from suffering. May all beings of any kind in every corner of the universe be free from ill will. May all beings know love. And may all beings be truly happy. Thank you.